Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
While we were doing our research on trying to understand entrepreneurship within Africa as a whole, we learned that a lot of young Africans are very, very interested in pursuing entrepreneurship and getting resources on that will help them create their own businesses and find ways of making money. This is a very, very good thing. This is a thing that we should all be excited about, and we should all try to condone in young people. Wanting to see more and more young people pursue entrepreneurship and create jobs, which in turn creates value for the economy as a whole. It generates wealth and it allows people to live lives of dignity, right? So at large, Africa has that. It's young population. So if you look at Africa as a whole, our population has a median age of 19. So that's very, very good. That means the majority, a lot of people, or the most age group in Africa is within the age group of between 18 and 19. And that's a very good thing. And of those young people, right, obviously this also includes those that are 17, 18, all the way up to 35. Of those young people, a lot of them are interested in creating jobs. But I wonder though, as much as we're seeing this interest in entrepreneurship, creating jobs and wanting to solve problems that generate an income, as much as we're seeing more and more of that, I ask myself, why are young people looking to solve those problems or to be entrepreneurs within Africa? Now, we all know that Africa as a whole, right, is full of countries that are struggling financially, families that are struggling financially. And this is not a matter of making a subjective statement. It's a very objective statement. If you look at Africa as a continent, there are many other continents that are doing better financially than a lot of countries within Africa are doing. So inadvertently, you find, or as a result, I should rather say, you find that a lot of young people are probably starting to see a lot of development happening within their countries, because a lot of African countries, in terms of wealth, are slowly working their way out of their poverty. So a lot of young people are starting to see this development happening within their countries. For example, I've mentioned before that there are countries like, for example, Botswana, Nigeria, there is Rwanda as well. There's Egypt, and there's many other countries that are seeing a lot of economic growth and industrial growth as well, doing a lot of exports, finding themselves getting more into office work and growing their offices as well, so that they can interact not only with each other internally, but also internationally or externally with other countries. So if you're a young person and you're finding yourself in that space, then obviously I imagine that might encourage you to start pursuing and seeking opportunities in entrepreneurship, because you're seeing all this development happening around you, right? I remember my wife and I took a trip to Kuruman, and when we got there, which is in the Northern Cape, when we got there, we marveled at how that small place, that small town, is developing, because a mine had recently opened in that town. And you see a lot of people starting to open businesses. You see a lot of people starting to build homes. The churches are starting to look very polished. People are driving nice cars. And you're seeing these beautiful restaurants and places for young people to hang out. And there's also people experimenting with camping and hiking and agriculture as well. Now, in an environment like that, what you're also seeing is young people looking to develop and come up with business ideas like a car wash, or, you know, practical ideas like a car wash, or an Airbnb, or maybe a bread and breakfast. You don't see a lot of hotels there, even though they do exist. But with what they have at their disposal there in Kuruman, you do see, I mean, I have to first of all emphasize the fact that the surrounding towns around Kuruman are villages or used to be villages, and a lot of them still are. So I first of all have to make that clear. The reason that that's important is because then you understand the level of development that the area actually needs, and that Kuruman as a town, so Kuruman is the actual town where people come and do their shopping. It has had a lot of development because it is the hub. It is the place where people come and fuel up their cars, buy their groceries, treat themselves to eating out. But now what's happening is that even the villages are starting to see some development, and a lot of the young people there are then deciding, listen, there's opportunity around here. Now, I have to say this, right? I have to say this as a disclaimer. Even though I'm pointing out to the fact that when there is development within an area, then young people start to participate in entrepreneurship, right? They want to engage in entrepreneurship. It doesn't mean that entrepreneurship can only exist within spaces that have some kind of development, or if they're finding a mine within your area. That's not what I'm saying. A lot of young people had already been doing stuff within Kuruman. It's just that now they're realizing that there's scale to what they've been doing. And a lot more young people are being invited or seeing it as an opportunity for them to come and do more, because now there's a lot more people who have money to spend to begin with. So it doesn't mean that entrepreneurship and business ideas or business-driven young people didn't exist in the first place. But that's another thing that you're seeing a lot when you go there. So I imagine that similar things are happening all around Africa, because if you go on Google Trends, right, and you look at, or even on I think the website is called Statistia, if I remember, it's a website that specializes on global statistics, and you look at within Africa, how many young people are going online and searching for the word entrepreneurship, or online courses on entrepreneurship, or how can I start a business? If you go and look at that, then you'll start to realize just how important entrepreneurship is to young people. But the question we need to ask ourselves is why? Are young people looking to pursue entrepreneurship because they want to escape poverty? They want to escape a life of lack that they're coming from? Is it because they want to live a luxurious life where they can compete with their friends who were born in more fortunate families, wear the brands, buy the good cars, go to the most expensive clubs? Is it because they want to be seen, or is it because they want to make a difference? Because they want to make a difference within their lives, within the lives of their family, and within the lives of their community. And I am afraid that the former is more true than the latter. That the average young person today is looking more for a life of luxury, a life of being able to travel and keep up with their influences, more than they are looking for a life of solving a problem, or rather changing circumstances within their lives and the lives of their family, and ultimately within the lives of their community. And personally, I believe that's a very good heart to have when you get into business. And yes, if you are starting a business because you're trying to solve a problem of not having money, that in itself is not wrong. But as your business grows, as you continue to make more money, it is important for you to elevate your why, your reasoning behind why you're even doing the business in the first place. This is incredibly important for us as young people to start challenging, right? Because I remember back home, back in Secunda, the Sasol that we have in Secunda is, if I stand to be corrected, but I think it is the largest Sasol in South Africa, right? Probably in Africa. It is very big. It is as big as a township. It is huge. It's massive. And it makes a lot of money. And a lot of young people work there that live around the area. So as a result, Sasol is basically the bread and butter for a lot of young people. And Sasol pays really well. And the reason I mention that is because when you go home, you then have to ask yourself, what are the young people that live in Embalentle, in Secunda, in Evander, in Leslie, in Bethal, in Standerton, in, you know, all the places that are around Secunda, that young people that work in, that work at Sasol, what is their vision for the wealth that they're going to generate from working in Sasol, or the income, rather, I should say income that they're going to generate from working at Sasol? Are they helping their mothers expand their homes? Are they helping their younger brothers go to school? Or are they buying fancy cars, fancy VWs and BMWs? VWs and BMWs and Mercedes, and wanting to be seen. And this is something that obviously exists within our generation, especially because we live in an era of trying to keep up with people on Instagram that portray this life of wealth and abundance. And these people don't even live within our proximity, right? But we look at them and we think we want that. And that's what matters in life, to be seen as being able to afford this vacation, to go to Dubai, to go to Cape Town and have a vacation there, which is an incredible thing to have and you should definitely make space for. But you should balance that out and consider your priorities. What are the things that bring you the most fulfillment? Is it spending time with family? Is it making sure that everyone within your family is taken care of? When you buy a new car and you change to the next car, do you go home and figure out who needs a car back home and give that car to them so that they can now run the race a bit easier than what it took you to run the race? So these are things that we need to consider as young people. And it's a conversation that we, as modern young people, need to continue to have and challenge each other with.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Modern young people, I think we really need to define the concept of modernity and also to speak about how Europe is rich at the expense of Africa. I think, you know, the narrative that we throw around at times is so misplaced and missourced. And we really need even to get back to the word of the Father and look into true business ethics. I have Umfundisi Makamo on the line. Muruti, greetings to you and welcome to the show, sir.
Afternoon, Mfundisi Minjani.
Ifukile ikongwe no Mfundisi Amina.
Oh, unkomo Mfundisi Mishoweta na Mfundisi Lano.
And of course, no, that was an inset, and I think it's an inset for young people who want to enter into business. And of course, we are looking into believers, Christians who are in business tonight, Christians who are in business, and what does the word say? Do they go with the aspect of the word of the Father to look into the very notion of true business, you know, and that is the thing, you know, and the aspect of it is just amazing that we look into it. We get into the word, look into the word, and see what is the word saying about business. So many people would speak, especially those who are Christians, they speak about business, but they won't even say the word. And I know people would say, no, but you know, the ethics I pour around and stuff can denote the note, the word. Show me. Show me what the Father says, and then we get into business. Show me the ethics you are pulling with, then we get into business. And tonight, we are touching on that. We are talking about true business ethics, what these are all about. And I trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. Together we are, and it's happening up to the hour 8. And I'm going to look into the word. And I'll be pushing the aspect of the word at about 12:30. In about 12 minutes' time, the Apostle Phumla Mfene will join us and then we'd go. About Landu Tato, I don't know what's happening. We tried to call her. it keeps on dropping on us. So I don't know what's happening there. Maybe it's load shedding. Now, Mfundisi, first and foremost, are we well placed when it comes to business? Are we free as believers to become business people? And I know the prosperity teachers have taught what they taught, and that is just out of the way. But are we really into business in the manner eshiwo uNkulunkulu? And I will say, why am I asking this question? I'm looking into the word. Now, the word speaks about business virtues, business ethics. This is the virtue of diligence, the virtue of fidelity, the virtue of honesty. It speaks about the virtue of giving of just weights, which means an honest business and transactions, industriousness, which is commended. It also speaks about integrity. Yabona. Integrity. Yabona. And it also speaks about vices, but we will get into that. We will get into business sins that we see much of the time. Now, I'm looking into Genesis chapter 14, verse 23. It says that I will take nothing from a thread to a sandal strap, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abraham rich. Which means I will do business with you properly. And I won't take anything. Nanomung nigi pasela ngengitat. So that ungahambu kuluma ukuthi ngenze uAbraham rich. All right. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 36 says, you shall have honest scales and honest weights, honest ephah and honest hin. I am the Elohim, Yahuwah, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, which means business must be done in the ethics of honesty. All right. And then another thing we see in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 15, it says, you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, and your days may be lengthened in the land which the Elohim Yahuwah is giving you. Ah, which means if you do business as a believer, ngendlela engasi right, your days may not be lengthened. Agu ediwa. Entsuku zakho zokuphila. So we also see that ethics, and we will be asking questions as to whether are we doing business quite well there. Now, 2 Kings chapter 12, verse 15 says, moreover, they did require an account from the man into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. Are we dealing faithfully with the people we're doing business with and the people who are working for us? Masalar. You know, yes, you are doing a business deal with this company. So the ethics of faithfulness. All right. Now, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1 says, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Elohim, but a just weight is his delight. Dishonest scales, cheating in business. You know when Bab Magam uletiveni yakho kimi uthi no, re ngithengisa le veni le ngoba ngifuna ukuthenga iveni enye, and nami ngiyayidinga iveni leyo, and iveni yakho is worth 70,000 rands.
Yeah.
But I look at ukuthi uMankamo desperate ukuthi ayothenga lenye ivene enkulu leyana. Ene le sengiyamtwista manje ukuthi no Makamo. Angeke ngikunikeze 70 thi ngidrive kancane. Hayi ngizobukhehlekhehle kubunye nyana kancane lapha. Angeke ngikunike 70 ngizakunika 20. ngiyazi ukuthi uzothi kimi no i20 incane kakhulu bese ngithi okay 25 bese uthi hayi man hayi khuphuka kancane bese ngithi 30 ngiyazi mina ukuthi ngizoma ku 35 but ngicale nge 20 that basically is the dishonest scales which are an abomination kubaba osezulwini. It says dishonest scales are an abomination to the Elohim. What comes to mind, Baba Makamu? Do we know business ethics, business morals as believers? Abakuma business bahambisana nokwezwi likaNkulunkulu na? Umbuzo.
Yeah, mfundisi wami. Most of the times njengoba ngangisho na last week,
yeah,
ukuthi na sinenkinga thina esikholwayo. Umoya is a business. Nizalwane futhi zabantu. Yokungabi honest. Namanje sisasenayo leyo nkinga leyo lapho yokungabi honest kwizinto esizenzela abantu. And uNkulunkulu from Genesis uma aqala ukukhuluma ngokuthi any transition niyenza.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Peace.
To the next person. UNkulunkulu akafuni ukuthi uwenza i-business bese u-spend le mali ubaleke nayo awusaveli uhambile. Akafuni le nto le lapho uthi that is an abomination. I was going through Genesis 2 to Deuteronomy recently. Always bangahamba kuyo yonke imithetho uNkulunkulu ayebekayo. Ubuya ahamba abuya ku-business. Abuya thina, always don't use dishonest scale.
Yeah.
Always use the right thing. But what we do, we are not doing the right thing before abantu. Senza izinto. The next thing that I inkinga usathana uyangilinga uma seba ku attack. Kati uza atheke wena uzilinge wena ngendlela. You know, I have a friend of mine, may his soul rest in peace. Why run a business? Butha kuzofika lapho bamthathela khona imoto. Yeah, uma abona imoto ithi yasondela umbona ukuthi jope ngespeed. Yini athi no inkinga. Yabona njengoba ngumshumayeli, so usathana usakhabi ngoba ngisala ngidlile ukudla. You know ukuthi ngimtshele nje ngamtshela ngenye ngendoda. Akusho indaba yokuthi usathana ukulinge ngendaba yokuthi ungumshumayeli. It's because awudili ngendlela efanele nabantu. When you promise somebody ukuthi na ndoda kunento enje ngizokwenzela yona, mwenzele lo muntu. Uma ngaba kuni delay, talk to that person ukuthi hayi mfowethu kuni delay or imaterial angiyitholanga. Oh, bring the material, afika achoose ngendlela afuna ngayo yena. You understand?
Yeah.
So but isimileyo nkinga leyo lapho. Last year, umasiqala unyaka last year, I was talking about the business. The first week yonyaka, it was a long intro to she venture to business. Buy a land sell. But be honest to the people uzoba bathengisela that land. Ungathengiseli land, uthengisela abantu about 3 or about 4. Then uzomalawu uzocela umkhuleko la uzibe ukudla la ukuthi na masikubeka ezandla. No, uma uthengiseland le lapho uthengisela umuntu one uwaziyo ukuthi na hayi ukuthi uma sekuthuka leyana sewubhaya lo out leyana yento selubambe imali ezabantu abawu-4 kwenhle i-1. No, some of you go to ukubeka itamati estratini. Don't wait for your husband to bring it. No. Yes. Do something. Say something in order so that you alleviate even your own husband. Obviously, you are tired. So we must be honest, we must deal with people honestly. We must use the right things, the right material, not easy to ifanaka law. No, we must do the right thing. And the man in King Yetabazalan, Sumutuna, human kind of business, Kumarin, Zamakutuna, Pushang, Pesha, Benefits, and Fika Ponyakon. Yes, push Pesha, but do the right way.
Yeah.
In a godly manner.
Do it the right way. Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm right now. Jangoba, I was saying to my Akalapan, it's a COVID. La Professor. She takes it back. That Tatum Seven and a Tata, Wonk Moon to Umangaba, Mamere and Amanda, Banganga, and a Wonk Moon to Nan Seven and a Kek Ukala at I. No, Makama can make a Maja. Mangabo court. I'm willing to receive a letter. Give that person into the
melanin.
That's what God wants us to do.
Yeah. We are talking about business ethics amongst believers. We have come to realize that this section of the church that is involved in business, in entrepreneurship, you know, job creation, in what we call town economy. People are still talking about townships, man. You know, that's the language of divisions. When you basically speak with regards to the notion of believers who are in business, do you think abazalwane who are in business are really doing it according to the word of the Father? Do they have the true guidance of the word that would guide their ethics in doing business? Or are we seeing something that is not like this that we are about? You know, we see believers who get into business. Because I have a problem, Fundis Makamu, that someone would engage in dishonest business arobabantu makaceda eze azonikela lapho kuwe. Ngale mali ye dishonesty, uyabona? Yokuroba abantu na zonke izinto, overcharging people and all those kinds of things and stuff. Underpaying your people who work for you as a believer, you know, and treating them like slaves to an extent that they can't even afford to pay their rates. They have to do double jobs, you know, in order to be able to afford, you know, normal living, you know, daily issues of bread and butter become so expensive to them. But they work for Christians, they work for believers. Are we as honest as we are supposed to be when it comes to the word? We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us about your experience with Christians in business, your experiences. Tell us about your experiences, whether positive or negative. Tell us about your experiences in business. And if you want to give a word of encouragement, or you want to speak scripture with regards to business, the way we should be doing business, the way we should be working, you can give us a shout and talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Now, Ngunus Makam, let me come back to you. The aspect of diligence, you know, the word is saying quite a lot there. And I am looking also in Proverbs. Proverbs speaks about the importance of being diligent.
Yeah.
In business, it says believers, one of the ethics is to be diligent, and it says in Proverbs, he who chapter 10 verse 4, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. So you don't get rich by absorbing schemes and all those things and stuff, but you get rich by becoming diligent, doing your work properly and putting your focus on your work. If it is a business, and uguidwa uNkulunkulu, it is the Father that is guiding you, you put the efforts where the Father says you must put them. Do we find people doing this? Because I've seen many people with business degrees but still fail, you know, to make it big, Muruti. And I would see someone who hasn't even gone to school to study business, but is following the precepts of the word of the living Father, and they become multi-millionaires, Muruti. What's your take?
Yeah, Muruti, I believe with you now, his diligence is one of the things I'm talking about with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who in a business somewhere, some important. Principles.
Yes.
So a principle can kulunkulu, when you do what he says, then it's done. God will bless, because God is after his need.
Yeah.
Not after a sonto or a gama or whatever or a fundis work, Ukurukula can depend on fundis work. Ukurukula depend on ways with that. So, God says, could be diligent. So, do that. Be diligent. When this is the popular and the quens or cats, Gensela, not in Gensela mood.
Yeah.
I believe that one of these things is one in engineers about Ibandale to the Salade Bekua. 2 weeks ago, I was teaching about don't bring money to the church that is in from prostitution. You understand?
Yeah.
You go, you do prostitution, then you bring that money or Hambu or Lale, who's out of eyes, and you get it up in So, as a church, we need to teach, but sometimes we don't teach all these things because as long as this promise is well, it's okay. I remember about diligently teach the way to. Not subtracting or trying to twist the weight, but kumele sibe beka njengoba linjalo. So it's similar to the business. When we do business, we must be diligent. Lapho ufunda khona mrodi, the word says less hands made for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth.
Yes.
Bring wealth. So there is a need for diligence, because our God, when he does something, that's how our God does. So diligence is something not to be diligent, even in our own businesses. We must be diligent in what we do. Even when we preach, we don't just go to put it to the home, Kuluma, Shamatapu, Gedela West. No, teach the weak. Diligent. Hayi kuthi ufike ugibela phezulu komatafula then uthi ugcwele umoya. No. Diligence. Diligence. That is what God wants us to do.
Yeah, and of course, we trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you can talk to us directly there. Tell us, how do you see believers, Christians, believers in business? How do you see them? Do you see them doing well or doing quite bad? Do they have good theories that come to nothing? You know, do they have the word? Do they follow the word in doing business, or are they doing business like everybody else? If the world says corruption, then they follow suit. What kind of notion of business do we find believers in these days?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit it is. You can send us your WhatsApp. What are Christian ethics that you can bring across, or biblical, scriptural ethics that you can bring upon, or what does the word say to believers who want to be in business? And what have you seen happening? What would you like to see happening regarding believers who are in business, or who are doing business, entrepreneurs, you know, large conglomerates, they own massive companies and all those kinds of things, or those who have small companies and that are starting, or even a little business that is run from home? What are some of the things that you can say with your experiences there? Have you ever done business with a believer, and what has been your experience? 012-334-1322.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Now, when we look into the issue of business, it says in 2 Corinthians, and this is about doing it in an honorable way. Believers should do business in an honorable way. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21, providing honorable things not only in the sight of the Elohim, but also in the sight of men. It should not be as you would be doing it, the business with people who are believers, and then those who are non-believers, you are as reckless and ruthless when you do your business. You know, you shortchange them, you cheat them, you do all those things, you rob them, you overcharge them, you give them less quality and all that. But when you deal with those who are believers, you give them the best quality so that they should always testify concerning you that you are a good businessman. I saw this thing. Someone runs a funeral parlor. And then bashutile ukuthi bona lo mzalwane o run funeral parlor makayenzela laba uyenza so makayenzela thina usilethela namalapha adabukile nani mfundisi. Are we finding that kind of being two-faced? Kukhona abazalwane aba two-faced when it comes to business ethics. When you deal with people la uyazi ukuthi laba bakholwa, or these ones are foreigners and all those things, you treat them so bad, so bad. Yes, Muruti.
You call.
You call.
Yeah, but you call.
How, my daughter?
yikhona ngidayi no laba bakhole laba lapho odijima umuntu ozibandezela ngobagalatia chapter 6 verse 10
yeah
lapha yithina uma ninesikhathi yenzelani bonke kodwa kakufuni kwele ndlu yokholo
ngiyakuzwa
afika yithi kakhulu kwele ndlu yokholo so la ukungasibona bendlu yokholo hayi noma nje ngizabanikeza nje yabona akunandaba abakholo yereze labantu labana kumele bakholwa true what you are doing to them. You remember Mpostola Paulo uma akhuluma nabo mama. Omathi uma ukhona anindoda engakhona. Your behavior will make this man believe the Lord. So, not uma senza no business. Awenzi business ukuthi hayi ngiyenzela lo kholwayo lo la. Ngizomenzela ngigcwalisele iponje kube kakhulu lo angakholwa lo la noma ngingasala ngibeke isiponje esidabukile akunankinga lo uthutha kahle ngokufana uwenze kahle futhi kongathi ungenza kakhulu kuye lo angakholwa lo kahle ukuze lo muntu lo la azabuza athi kahle kahle uphila kanjani ngoba lo muntu ufuna ukubona uNkulunkulu akamanzi uNkulunkulu umuzwa ngawe and uma bathi uNkulunkulu God is excellent ufuna ukubona excellence la kuwe uma bathi God is righteous ufuna ukubona righteousness la kuwe uma bathi God is diligent ufuna ukubona diligence la kuwe uthi noma sewuthi asihambe siyokhonza uNkulunkulu aphakame ngokuthi ubone le ndlela uyenze ngayo. Hayi ngendlela ophike womshayashaya ngayo umyeke umlahle ukuthi hayi no inkinga akakholwa. No. Imali bayikhiphile lelo. And imali leyo ayibhalwanga ukuthi ukholwayo kubhale rent. Azibhalwanga ukholwayo, azibhalwanga church lapha. So kumele whether umuntu uyakholwa or akakholwa yenza kahle because this is a business.
Yes, absolutely.
Abanye mfundisi.
Yeah.
Abantu abazanga babhaliwe la esikhungweni ukuthi member of the church. No.
Yeah.
You know, sinenkinga kufundisi wami yi-religion. Once I was talking about religion, sinenkinga ngoba sinenkinga yokuthi na even uphuma uye enkonzweni undlula umuntu nawe umbone uyenetha uthi hayi inkinga kusena wathi izinto endami ubhokele ezipiki ngisholte lapho phukuphukuphukuphi so we must go past those things sisebenzele uNkulunkulu ngokukholwa not i-denomination but uma ngaba senza i-business we must do business to everyone ngokufana without checking ukuthi lo uyakholwa akakholwa. Let's do business. Diligently.
Yeah.
Umpostola Paulo ukhulume kakhulu ngale nto lena. Athi mawungabi yikho uyakurobha umuntu kwebusiness. Nabantu abaqashe izisebenzi mabazibhatale ngendlela efanele. Ukhulumile kakhulu umpostola Paulo. Athi nazi izisebenzi ezisebenzela abantu abakholwayo mazingabasebenzeli ukuthi hayi inkinga uyakholwa lapha kutshontshwa amarama kufakwa kumaplastikini kuphume nazo yelesento athi abuye umnikazi womuzi athola ukuthi na sekuklina efriji yonke into azange athi thatha but wena uthathile ubona ukuthi hayi no njengoba akhetha it's okay no uthi uPostolo Paulo usebenza kongathi wenzele uNkulunkulu kunomuntu. That is how our God wants us to do.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 and of course tell us as a believer what are your business dreams? What have you been doing? with the business vision that the father has placed on you? And what are some of the ethics that you can really put across and say, these are the ethics to follow? I'm talking to Pastor Makamu, and you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, also, it would be good if you would tell us the very notion of business ethics. We are looking into this. In doing business, and this is another question that comes, Muruti, in doing business, those who are not saved and we do business with them, somebody, they buy our products or they order our services, you know, mhlambe umunye une cleaning company and then bakubizile lapha labantu abakhola, but it's business. Do we leave an impression, you know, of ukuba umntana kaNkulunkulu, doing things quite right and stuff? And I'll read a verse that speaks with regards to that. Now, when you look into Proverbs, when you look into Proverbs, Proverbs speaks quite a lot of things, you know. It says in chapter 10, verse 4, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And then 13, verses 4 says, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. 22, verse 29 of Proverbs says, do you see a man who excels in his work? And that's where my point is. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. It means he will be elevated. His business will become even national. You know, it will become a business that makes him to stand even before kings. Now, when we do business, ingababantu bayakwazi ukuthi yaya. No, it shows ukuthi laba bantwana bakaNkulu. Look at how clean they left the place. You know, look at how their services went about. Look at the services they gave us. These services are so great and perfect. We are satisfied. You know, some of you have a cleaning company. Ha! You find your workers by a pemala, by an abashi, tompi, abanyabenzani, abanyabenzani, makishi, niba, bashafuna mapalon, wabanda, babonguna makemeren, dini, na yonkintele. But as a believing business person, you have that company. Do you leave an impression, yoguti, ah, ngempela? No, they are motto, yoguti, they love umsindisi uKristu. That motto really shows in their work. Do we see Christians leaving an impression, yoguti, bano moya kaNkulunkulu, or we see something else, Muruti?
Muruti, we have more question.
Yeah.
We have one more question to call our friends. Kuni King. More question to call our. Is Catherine Seven Dakasas?
Yes.
Baba. We are going to kungena ngo 7 yena zongena ngo 8 uma afika la just pass inkinga ngibe ngishumayeza ubani bani bani laphakana ushumayeza ngesikhathi somsebenzi
yo
wena senda kumele lapha kumele awenze khona umsebenzi or cleaning cleaning company or whatever umile yena ngalesikhathi. Yeah, it's not wrong, but it's cut some long this. It's cut it sako. They cut some long. Kuza kuba no, nothing this. Uma ukasha umuntanga kola. Oh, boy, I was going to end it, my man. You fed all hambe. Ungasabu. But you also got some of the code easy. You understand that startup legend. 30 minutes young consumption era but kumele ngaba ku production. Mhm. Mhm. Ukuthi nje isikhathi u angazi umfundisi ukuthi ukwabona abantu abasebenza kwamasipala.
Balale ngaphasi kwelori le uzizwa nje mari lelori le mangabophuluka amabrika abantu bayoshona mos.
Umfundisi abantu basebenza kwamasipala bahamba ukuthi ngoba bolungisa into lena abanze somewhere. Bafika babake ibhodo laphayana abanye baqambalele laphayana. Uyibuzo ukuthi inkosi yami
eish ya
ukuna lo bonda ipapa baphanga manje ukuthi ugovernment angeka senze next yobizi people
yeah
so uze uthi sometimes igovernment uma gasha ama private companies kuba ngcono
yeah
ngoba i private company kuzoza ne manager ukuthi ayimela ukuthi kuyaqedwa manje thaka 3 feet. 2 hours or 3 hours, bayenze baqede bahambe.
Yeah.
But noba kwamasipala nabakwagovernment labana bakacrest bafika babeka amabhoto laphayana kungenwe i-one ahlohlahlohlanyana ephayiphi then bathi qambalaleyani phansi yakulala phansi kwehlahla u-one ubonde ipapa laphayana u-one uhombiwe ethenga inini kosu bayophinda babuye kusasa kuphela iviki kwento encane bayazi ukuthi liyahamba kunamuntu ezobaxosha uma ufuna ukuyibona umfundisi hamba lapho ngasebenze khona onto emasipala. So yinjalo le nto le lapho uma uqashe umuntu ukholwayo athathe isikhathi sakhe afika ashumayele ngesikhathi sakho wena umqashile athi inkinga ngenza umsebenzi kababa. Umsebenzi kababa is more important than lokhu engikwenzayo but ukhohliwe ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibekela ukuthi ngikunikeze umsebenzi ukuthi lo msebenzi lo la wena udle nabantwana bakho uzokwazi ukunikela enkonzweni. Ukhohliwe uma uze uthi le 30 minutes lela ngiyayikhatha 100 rand awusakhona ke manje. Uyibona le ndlela?
Yeah, bathi hayi awusakholwa ke manje.
Mase hayi bakholwa ungamboni nje. Njani?
Yeah.
But it can't be an issue.
You know, these things really are happening, and we are asking this question. As a believer, what are the ethics that you think believers should follow when it comes to business? What are the ethics that you think believers should follow when it comes to ethics? And you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Are believers good in business? You know, abazalwane, are they good in business in general? You know, or are we seeing there and there some aspects of not being as good as we should be? And is doing business also a way that would make those clients say, indeed, these ones are so honest? It shows that they are believers. It shows to a great extent that they are believers. You know, I'd like to actually get to that. Lucas Morena, I see you've sent something, man. Look, just tell me what it is about. Tell me what it is about. You've sent me a link, but tell me what it is about first, and then we'll go to that. Frank, I've seen your message there. And Ellen Zwering, I've seen also your message. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Business ethics, business morale amongst believers. Is there anything like that? Anything known as business morale amongst believers?
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.